Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell, I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we're going to give you a run through on what's on the schedule and what's likely to be moving markets in the sessions and days ahead. And it looks like being another extremely busy week for traders. It could be pivotal. I know we use that word a lot in markets, but there is a lot coming through both in terms of data and in geopolitical updates. And of course, when I'm talking politics, the main thing I'm talking about at the moment that's moving markets is tariffs out of the US and counter tariffs from other countries affected. We are expecting to get a big update on April the 2nd from President Trump on whether some of these tariffs are going ahead and in what form they're taking. We know he's done a bit of a flip-flop and turnaround on tariffs recently as well. So certainty for the market is going to be key. On top of that, of course, we've got a massive US data week and we've got data coming from other jurisdictions as well. So as always, I'll run you through what's coming up on a day-by-day basis. But overall, I think it's going to be 50-50 this week. Don't normally say that on the first week of the month, where it's normally a heavily data-dependent week. It's probably going to be 50-50 on geopolitical influences and on those data hits that we get. So without any further ado, let's kick off and see what's coming through. So Monday, it's a relatively smooth day, but there's data coming through. Traders should be aware that we're seeing daylight savings time shift in Europe over the weekend, so adjust your clocks accordingly. I know it normally takes me a few days to adjust, but the initial impact, the initial focus, I should say, in Asia will be on Chinese markets with those key manufacturing PMI and non-manufacturing PMI data coming through. Manufacturing normally has a little bit, as you know, impact on the markets. That's expected to come in with a 50.4 print, while the non-manufacturing PMI with a 50.5 print. So fairly similar numbers. Into the European session, and it's that German prelim CPI, so key inflation numbers out of Germany, and they come through on a state-by-state basis, so they come across the whole of the day as each, I think it's six premier states in Germany announce their numbers. The overall number is expected to show a 0.3% increase on a month-on-month level. Not too much in the New York session. Chicago PMI is out, and that's probably not as impactful on the market as some of the other data that's coming, certainly later in the week. So on to Tuesday, a huge focus on Australian markets on Tuesday in the Asian session. First up, we've got retail sales numbers coming through in the morning. They're expected to show a 0.3% increase on a month-on-month basis. But it's the big RBA cash rate decision in the afternoon. Now, they are expected to keep rates on hold, but there is a lot of pressure over in Australia for the RBA to pull back due to cost of living pressures. But inflation is probably proving too sticky for the members of the committee. We will get an update an hour after the cash rate announcement from the press conference. So expect plenty of volatility in the Aussie dollar in particular on Tuesday. Through the sessions into Europe, core CPI and CPI data out of the EU, and we hear from ECB President Christine Lagarde as well. Could see some moves in the euro on the back of that. And then we do kick in and hit the first major US data of a big data week, as I've said before. Jobs data comes out throughout the week. There's four separate jobs ones culminating in non-farms on Friday, of course. JOLTS job openings data comes through on Tuesday, is expected to show 7.73 million job openings. ISM manufacturing PMI is also out at the same time. That's expected a 49.6 print. We've got final manufacturing PMI and the ISM manufacturing prices. So a fair amount of data coming through there in that US session on Tuesday. On to Wednesday, it's actually a relatively quiet day across the course of the day, through all three sessions. However, as I said earlier in the piece, April the 2nd is a key day in terms of tariffs from the US and whether we hear an update from President Trump and how that comes through. So expect plenty of volatility really on the geopolitical side of things. For data, we just have one key data event, and that comes in the US session. It's another jobs data. The ADP non-farm employment change is due out early in that US session, expected to show an increase of 118,000 jobs, a traditional front runner for Friday's non-farm payroll. So that does tend to move markets, especially if it comes in significantly away from that expected number. On to Thursday, not too much coming through in the Asian session, the RBA's financial stability review, but that's going to be well outweighed by what we hear on Tuesday from them. Into the European session and key data in Switzerland, CPI numbers. Now, as we know, Swiss National Bank, they cut rates recently. This CPI data is expected to come in kind of woefully low at 0.1% from a month-on-month basis, which is one of the reasons we're seeing these cuts from the Swiss National Bank. But they are down to nearly zero. They're down to 0.25%. So could see some big moves in the franc just because the central banks has not got too much wiggle room unless they go back to negative rates. So keep an eye on that. Could be a very big trading opportunity, that one. Later in the day, New York opens, more job numbers, unemployment, the weekly unemployment claims, they come in around about that kind of standard that we're expecting, 227,000 expected this week, but more data, final services PMI and the ISM services PMI data also due out on Thursday. So big moves, big data in the market all the way through the week in the US session. We hear from Fed members Jefferson and Cook later in the day. So expect a fairly lively Thursday trading session. Friday looks to be the classic, dare I say it, non-farms trading day. Nothing really coming through in the first couple of sessions of the day. Be aware, Chinese markets are on holiday, so that will affect liquidity in the Asian session. The London session, only real data of consequence is the construction PMI numbers out of the UK, so we might see a little bit of moves in the pound, but expect the focus to be on that New York session and, of course, the big non-farms payroll number. Expected to show 139,000 fresh jobs in the last month, so keep an eye on that. Anything away from that, we'll see big moves in the market. Average hourly earnings and unemployment rate are out at the same time as always. Average hourly earnings expected to show a 0.3% month-on-month increase, with the unemployment rate remaining steady at 4.1. Any of those numbers coming in significantly off of expectation, we'll see big moves in the market. It's exhausting just reading about what's going to happen, isn't it? Canadian data, employment data is also out at the same time. Unfortunately, unless you're trying to trade the loonie at that time, it largely is ignored in favour of the US numbers. And one last thing, later in the day, we do hear from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. He's speaking, and I will tell you where he's speaking from, Arlington. So we could hear some comments from that, especially impactful if we've seen a lot from President Trump and a lot from the data during the week. So keep an eye on that. It could be a very lively final session of the week into that weekend. So good luck with your trading. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please do contact us. But it could be another very volatile week for markets. Good luck. Thank you very much.